reach people because I was pleasing him and not seeking to please people in order to gain some kind of satisfaction of the longing need for approval in myself. Now, having said that, I believe that the presentation of the sermon is directly related to the careful preparation of the sermon during those hours of study of the text, of expositing it from its original language, doing etymological studies so that you can understand the power of the words in a text, and then allowing it to reach into our own lives so that we dare to say right there as we are studying with our original language Bibles out in front of us and our commentaries and all of the sources that we use, that we come to the point where we say, Lord, speak to me in this text. Meet my need so that I can meet the need of the congregation. And then I believe that after the study is completed, then to do careful outlining so that under the introduction, the body, and the conclusion, the material can be gathered and clearly outlined. Preaching with passion must be preaching that has been written and outlined carefully. You know, the wonderful story of Melanchthon and Martin Luther, which I mentioned in the dedication of our institute, is one that I remember often when Martin Luther said to Melanchthon, you know, I'm going to go into the pulpit and preach without any preparation. I'm just going to let the Holy Spirit do it. And after he had finished, Melanchthon came to him and said, how did it go? And Luther said, terrible. It was not successful at all. And he said, the Lord spoke to me. And what did he say? Melanchthon said. And Luther's word was, the Lord said, Martin, you are not prepared. The experience of working with the text and gathering the historical material, then the corollary texts out of other portions of the scripture supporting the central theme, then the gathering of material from our own illustrations that we have...